Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Coronavirus, coronavirus. Everyone's talking about coronavirus. The state where I live, Pennsylvania, is increasingly on lockdown because of COVID-19. And it seems like the news is full of almost nothing else. So far, there is not a single reported case in my county. But there may be a vast difference between reported cases and actual cases, since the symptoms for many are so mild. The controlled media seem to be making a point of calling the Trump administration, quote-unquote, racist, because officials have occasionally referred accurately to the new virus strain as Chinese, and made some fairly weak moves to stop its spread across our borders. Oddly, or perhaps not so oddly, considering the repugnant party's intense desire to avoid being called racist, limiting travel from Europe before doing much about travel from COVID-19 ground zero, China. Banning travel from China and restricting public contact with people coming from China or those who've been in close contact with such people is clearly the most effective move that is finally at long last being made to protect us from the virus. How many will get sick and how many will die because those moves were seriously delayed? Because leaders didn't want to be called the R word by the Jewish-controlled media and the insane anti-white left. Worldwide, the doubling time for new cases outside of China is now about 7 days. The hoped-for flattening of the curve is not happening. Is that slight ache I'm feeling in my throat nothing to worry about, as usual, or something else? The European nation of Italy has been especially hard hit by the new virus. More people have now died of it in Italy than in China, assuming you can believe the figures from the Chinese Communist Party. With over 41,500 confirmed cases in Italy and nearly 3,500 deaths. The normally bustling streets are nearly empty. Almost all economic activity has stopped. Hospitals are overwhelmed, with makeshift beds flooding into the hallways and doctors in short supply as more and more of them are infected themselves. Funerals are forbidden, like all gatherings, and in ghoulish scenes reminiscent of the Black Death, the dead are stacked in piles for burial. Dr. Giorgio Palù, who served as the president of the European and Italian Society for Virology, and who is a professor of virology and microbiology at the University of Padova, recently stated that the Italian government's response was slow and, quote, lazy in the beginning, close quote, and that initial proposals to isolate everyone coming from China or those who had recent contact with them were rejected because they were, quote, seen as racist, close quote. Now, because the traitorous anti-white politicians didn't want to be perceived as, quote unquote, racist, and so attacked in the alien-controlled media or possibly dismissed by their real employers, 3,500 people are dead. Talk about an inversion of values. Being called racist is worse than the deaths of thousands of your own people. in the inverted view and inverted moral values of these scum. Northern Italy has been devastated the worst by the virus. Yet it was there that some of the most sickening anti-racist stunts and virtue signaling took place, some of which may have been instrumental in spreading COVID-19. Dario Nardella, the leftist mayor of Florence, publicly urged Italians to, quote-unquote, hug a Chinese in early February, warning that, quote, coronavirus fears were leading to racism against Chinese people, close quote. In the text version of this broadcast, I'll show you the video he posted on Twitter of himself hugging a Chinese man in an effort to encourage others to do exactly the same thing. What treason! What a bad example! What bad leadership! What an inverted value system imbues this man! Interestingly, some post-production was done to this video, adding text and supposedly uplifting closing music. So it was anything but spontaneous. It was a deliberate, deadly piece of anti-white psychological manipulation. It was exactly the opposite of what was needed. Roughly translated from the Italian, Mayor Nardella is saying, quote, as to coronavirus, we follow the directions of the health authorities and we use caution, but we reject psychological terrorism, and above all, we've had enough with the usual jackals who could not wait to use this disease as an excuse to hate and insult. We are united in this common battle. Embrace a Chinese. Close quote. Then he hugs the unnamed token Chinese man. It wasn't just Mayor Nardella, of course. There was a well-funded campaign that produced and promoted professional-looking videos showing allegedly compassionate white people hugging Chinese men on the streets of Italy, even hugging a Chinese man in a respirator, which one of the anti-racists triumphantly tore off before giving a vigorous hug to the Chinese, who bore a sign saying he was, quote-unquote, not a virus. I'll show you this video in the text version of this broadcast. It isn't just COVID-19 that threatens us when borders are open, of course. Earlier this week, we published news from England that showed, quite literally, that open borders kill. Let me quote a few items from that report. Quote, open borders kill hundreds of thousands of people every year. This is true globally, from the cross-border migrations that trigger civil wars and instability in Africa and the Middle East, to the hordes of statistically criminally inclined non-white migrants that enter into European nations every day. Open borders enable the fast transfer and evolution of viruses responsible for killing millions over just recent history and hundreds of millions throughout our history. This article focuses on the effect of open borders on killing people in Western or majority European nations. It is never the open border itself, but the people who cross them and what they are carrying, their intentions for crossing them, or the effect of their presence in other nations, that kills. The recent spike in coronavirus in Italy has resulted in the deaths of hundreds, now thousands, of Europeans. Italian media have reported that a Pakistani migrant with coronavirus deliberately defied orders to self-isolate and traveled around attempting to maliciously infect other people. This Pakistani has since been arrested. Additionally, an entire mosque, and we can therefore assume other members of non-white and immigrant populations, have disobeyed orders to self-isolate and are acting as plague bearers, maliciously and without care for those who have since died. This should warrant arrests for murder of these migrants. However, the corrupt political establishment and judicial establishment in Italy refuse to protect their indigenous population. 27% of the UK's prison population is non-white, compared with 13% of the general population. That is more than a 100% overrepresentation. Note that 1% of prisoners refuse to give an ethnicity statement, so this number could be as high as 28% of the prison population. The majority white population is underrepresented in prison, in stark contrast. Over 20% underrepresented, proving the biggest indicator of criminality per capita is race. Non-whites are more likely to be criminals by an over 100% overrepresentation, and whites are less likely to be criminals. The very presence of non-whites within our nation was enabled by open borders. A proportion of non-white criminals are murderers, terrorists, and rapists. Open borders truly do kill in terms of verifiable crime statistics. Close quote. What is true in Italy and the UK is also true in the United States. But you know, we haven't mentioned the worst way in which open borders and the inverted moral values that lead to open borders are killing us. Yes, non-white crime can and does kill. Yes, diseases brought by non-whites can and do kill. And the new strain of coronavirus was not the first and will not be the last. But vastly more dangerous, vastly more deadly than all of these is the danger of racial mixing. The danger that these invaders, for that is what they are, will, with the encouragement of the anti-white Jewish media and the anti-white system that rules over us, merge with us genetically so that we will disappear forever from the face of the earth. A genocide that is, in fact, the main goal of those who have inverted our values and opened our gates. Only the National Alliance has been telling you of this, the main and real danger of our open borders, and compared to which COVID-19 is just a statistical blip. Only the National Alliance has been telling you the truth about the dangers and the enemies we face in uncensored and complete form since 1970. And only the National Alliance has developed a realistic program to defeat them. We can have a government that is truly ours, the opposite of the ones we have now in every white nation, one that really does look out for our best interests, if we are willing to do the hard work required. Are you doing your part? Do you even know what that part is? I encourage you to visit natall.com, that's NATALL.com, and read Building a New White World. And realize that in this world of madness, insanity, hate, treason, and death, there is also hope.